Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. Once there was a disciple, and he went to his master at the edge of the river and he said, "You know, I've been looking in all sorts of religious scripture for the things you're teaching, and I cannot really find them. The things I have learned from you, they are not in those pages." And the master, after a moment, said, "Well, then, why don't you go and change those scriptures?" Maybe they need to be upgraded. You see, it does not matter really what scripture we are talking about. It can be the Quran. It can be the Old or the New Testament. It can be from the Latter-day Saints. It does not really matter which scriptures we are talking. I'm going to make up a little story here. Imagine that someone went to the government, went to your government, and he said to the government, "Government, anything that has to do with people that do not tolerate one another, any policy that has to do with people being cruel to each other, anything that is contradictory to people elevating themselves and each other to higher realms of humanity, perhaps let us go through all of it, and if it does not fit what is most high for human beings, let us take them out." And a serious debate ensued for a few moments. Until a reporter found out that the person that proposed this was the devil. I want to see where you go with it. Where do you go with an idea like it might be the work of the devil for us to actually go through all of our scripture and government processes and eliminate those things that are supporting people being cruel with each other? You know, all of those scriptures, they are only usable by human beings. I do not know one single elephant or lizard or seagull that has ever opened a book and taken the time to understand what has been put down onto a piece of paper. All of that writing, you see, it is meant for human beings. For us to use. And for us to use wisely. But oftentimes it seems to me that we are looking into a book. And we are looking to see if we agree or disagree with the book. Are we living our lives by a book? Is that book for us? And we eventually say yes or no. No, that book is not for me. I do not agree. And if this is the case, then we go looking for another book for us to agree. And then when we find the book, we do agree. What do we do then? If I really like the book, I will call up my friends and I will share it with them like I would share a new restaurant with better baklava sweets. It is so delicious. You must taste it. They're only my opinions. Is the scripture meant for us to use? Or are we being used by the scriptures? You see, animals, they cannot, of course, be used by these scriptures. They go on throughout their day. Natural. Completely natural. They do not need scripture. Somehow we seem to need. If we lost all scripture, every bit of it, and we went on without believing in something that is in a book, what would happen? From what would we get our guidance? Yes, people may not know what to do for quite some time. They might be lost, with nothing to hold on to. Perhaps it would be like anarchy, crazy for a while. Are we being used by these scriptures? Perhaps the old scriptures were good for a little while. They served a purpose, and we were able to use them to benefit all of mankind. But what happens when one piece of paper does not agree with another piece of paper? And one man agrees with one type of paper, and another man agrees with the other type of paper. Do we fight over it? Do we kill over it? I do not think we are using these pieces of papers quite like we mean to. One area that we seem to have much agreement on is an interesting little piece of scripture that has a number on it. It is called money. We seem to agree about this piece of paper. All of humanity seems to agree on this piece of paper. We agree it has a value. It is worth something. We can do many things with it. We can use it for many things. And just like any scripture, we can also allow ourselves to be used by that little piece of paper too. And then we will spend our lives chasing after this piece of paper. We are so silly. What would it be like without scripture for you? What really has value to you beyond any scripture at all? If you cannot take the moment to consider what that would be like, you are being used by the scriptures and you do not even know it, and you are unwilling to look beyond for fear of something. You want to look at this as well. If you are afraid to imagine your life without any type of instruction handed down to you. You should live your life this way, and then you will be accepted, loved, known, worth something. Better than right. What would life be like without any scripture for all of human beings? What would we consider to be really of most value? If you are willing to do some work on that, get your pencil and paper and do it, you will be surprised what you find and how intricately the web is weaved, and how you are caught into it like a bug without any way to get out. Are we being used by the scriptures? Or is it our tools to use to better all of mankind, to liberate all of mankind. Thank you so much for joining me again on awareness.podomatic.com. Have a good night.